I'm running for re-election because I believe that my philosophy and the philosophy of the majority of the people in the 5th District of North Carolina mesh very well. And also, I believe that my experience serves me in good stead. I have the right kind of experience, the right kind of background to be a good representative of the people of this district. And again, the people have elected me 4 times, and I believe that the majority of the people believe that. I have experience in education as well as in the private sector, and those help me to make the kinds of decisions that I believe that the people want made.
What would you say are your proudest accomplishments or the things that you're proudest of in the most recent session as well as in your full career in Congress?
I have gotten several bills and amendments passed. One of my proudest moments was to pass the HERO Act in my freshman term. But I'm also very proud of the work that the staff and I do on behalf of the constituents of the 5th District.
What would you hope to accomplish in another session in Congress?
My hope is that the Congress will take heed of the biggest problem facing the American people, which is our debt and deficit. That's certainly what I hear the most about from constituents. Now, the Republicans in the House of Representatives have dealt with this issue, but the Senate, which is half of the Congress, has refused to deal with the issue of the deficit and the debt and the what has come to be known as the impending fiscal cliff. And so I feel certain that the Republicans in the House will again deal with this in a very responsible way, and we're waiting for the Senate to join us in doing what needs to be done.
There's not going to be a whole lot of time that Congress is in session before that January 1st deadline. Is there anything that can be done between now and then?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the House has already done it. As I said, we have taken care of this. We've taken care of the fiscal cliff. We have passed a bill that would stop the tax increases from going into effect. We have also dealt with the sequestration, which is scheduled to go into effect on January 1, because all of these, the imminent problems that we're facing are because of the lack of work on the part of the Senate.
This particular session of Congress has really come under a lot of scrutiny and attack for not being able to get much passed. In the next session, what can you do and what can your fellow congressmen and women do to get the wheels actually moving?
Well, you know, contrary to the media portrayal of the Congress, the bills, the major bills that have passed the House have all passed with bipartisan support. So we have had bipartisan support in the House. I hate to keep saying it, but we need a new Senate. We need new leadership in the Senate that will do what should be done for the American people, and that is for the Senate to do its job. So I've done my job, and my colleagues in the House, many Democrats, and Republicans, we've done our jobs. We just are going to have to hope that the American people send to the Senate a different group and that the leadership in the Senate, whether it's Democrat or Republican, come to grips with what the Senate's obligation is.